Oh, folks.
We're done, right?
I hope so.
We don't have to do this anymore,
there's,
right?
There's no way in the world I can do this again.
Because it's 2009. We're done. Can we just stop?
Okay, we started in what, 07?
Yeah, we started.
We did 07.
We started the Mascot Winning Show in 07.
We did all of it in 08.
Yeah, there was when the station was on fire, but we still did. We were here the entire year.
Yeah, I just, it's got to be done.
That's always, we just, I mean.
09, that's it.
We said we would do it, and then, I mean, we said we did a year's worth of show in November. It was a 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
91.7 KOOP, Hornsby, Austin.
All right, the time is 6:02 in the PM.
And
91.7 FM.
You know, we closed out all of 2008. We're just like, we're done. And
yeah.
Can we stop now? Can we stop?
We got to stop. I got nothing in me.
Because yeah, I'm done. I'm empty.
Mac, I rode a rascal to work. I just...
That's horrible.
I'm weak. I'm weak physically, spiritually, and politically.
I've been drinking nothing but Metamucil shoved in some Pepto-Bismol in it. I'm losing so much blood.
I wish I had the strength.
Through bottom and top, if you know what I mean.
Oh, it's a civil war.
It's horrible.
North and South at odds. States' rights.
If I was a horse, I'd be begging for the shotgun right now.
I would have cab fare for the glue factory. That's it. I would just be Dr. Elmer's.
If I was a pig, I'd cut off my own ears so cats could eat them or something. What?
I don't know.
See,
that's not even witty. It just makes no sense to me.
This is over. When's that... The Q spot? Is that what it's called?
When's the Keen Kids?
Clear, retro.
Clean and clear?
I don't know
anymore. Out of control? Lisa, Gabrielle, Curtis.
Yeah, can mood swings just keep going?
I'm turfing out here.
We're done, right?
I think we're done. You know what? No.
Hold on, wait, what? What were you going to say?
I was going to say I think we're done.
But then what?
But then no.
No.
We can't be done.
It's 2009.
It's 2009.
More Mascot Wedding Show.
We only got to slough it off.
Slough it off.
We got to say goodbye to 08.
You had me until you said slough.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And now but you know what? I'm back on.
Back on. You know what we say to 2008? We say so long. Mascot Wedding Show right after. ABBA. Riding majestically on our trusty steed of radio.
Faster radio.
Our hair whipping in the wind. The time is 6:11. Yeah, it kind of is pumping me up. The time is 6:11 in the PM. You are listening to KOOP 91.7 FM, Hornsby, Austin, or online worldwide at KOOP.org. It's the Mascot Wedding Show. Back! I gotta quit yelling. I'm sorry. For 2009, Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power, my name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we always open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call on and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-KOOP, 472-5667. The place is 6:11 in the...
As
you said, the time, 6:11 in the PM. The place, Austin, Texas.
Yes, because this is the place to be. In 2009, or in any year. Well, except that 1 year.
We did it. We did it, listeners.
Yeah.
2K8 is done.
Put it to bed.
We survived it.
Yeah.
And now, if there is a storm ahead, we will weather it.
Yes, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not go down without a fight. Today we celebrate... Wait.
That's right. Keep going.
Today we celebrate July 3rd.
Our Independence Day. Oh, yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Okay, here's the thing.
The 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday.
So we're going to let you in. We're gonna break the fourth wall for a little bit.
Krakoon!
We have been yelling a lot, and we have been manufacturing energy to do this show. But in reality, I could not be in more pain right now.
Yeah, I was just telling David, I was like, man, this show should be, we should have been resting up.
We should be refreshed. We
first
should be
show of 2009 should be a shotgun blast. Upside the head.
Yeah. How you feeling today, Mac?
I'm tired. I am so tired. Because I mean, last weekend, I've been in San Antonio. Last weekend I came up, I did this show and I went to Diversions Nightclub, my usual weekend thing. But then I went back to San Antonio and I just got back to Austin today.
Yeah.
So
you're kind of...
I still feel like this is the year ender, not the year beginner.
Yeah. You got the little, what do you call it? Haggard from the road.
You might say fatigued. I have a 2008 hangover.
Oh, I have a here's one of
you
my...
You might say David has a Friday night hangover.
One of my resolutions to you, actually it's a promise to you for 2009, maybe don't drink the night before the show.
Now let me ask you this. Did you... So you went drinking last night.
I did. With a friend of the show, Jacob. Your friend and mine.
That's true. And so when you woke up this morning...
Uh-huh.
Some people say you should keep drinking. Hair of the dog that bit you.
Oh,
or in
no.
your case, hair of the dog that raped you. Have you ever done that?
I have. I used
Does that work?
Yeah, actually, it works like a champ. Not that I'm advocating drinking or anything like that.
Oh, Lord, I am. especially while driving. Go ahead.
Yeah, I used to do that when I was younger, and I had the ability to recover when it was just like, oh, I had so much last night. Let's just have a little beer with the Pop-Tart this morning. And I was back at it. I was up and at them, as Radioactive Man would say.
You know, I'm not going to pretend that we're old fogies because we're in our late 20s. And I feel like if we ever utter the phrase like, man, that makes me feel old. Like that, you know, everyone else is just going to roll their eyes like, you're in your late 20s. You're not old. However, I was reading Onion AV Club and Brandon Flowers, the lead singer of the giant disappointment known as The Killers, he's younger than me.
Is he really?
He's 27.
Oh, God.
And that kind of makes me want to die. I don't know why that makes me want to die, because it's not like, I wish I was the lead singer of The Killers. I don't.
I forget who was...
I probably, you know, that'd be nice to cash that paycheck, but to have, you know, wear eyeliner and a vest when it's 108 degrees outside.
I forget who it was that made me feel crazy old, but I know what it was. I was watching the Longhorns game, the basketball game, the other day, and they were talking about H.A. Abrams, guard for UT. And he wears number 3. He wears the arm sleeve. His hero is AI. Is the answer, Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
And he said that basically, yeah, I used to love watching him as a kid. Like he was a little boy watching Allen Iverson, and I was like, man, I remember when Allen Iverson came in the league. I remember when he was playing at Georgetown. And
yeah, there's certain people, when they retire, that's going to screw with you.
Yeah. Like Ricky Henderson is going to the Hall of Fame this year.
When Tony Parker for the Spurs, when he gets too old to play, like he's a grizzled vet, you could be like, he's a veteran. What has become of me?
Yeah.
I'm like the portrait of Dorian Gray at that point.
I don't know.
Right now I am Dorian Gray. Because negative old portrait. Whatever.
You know what's funny? You hesitate to point out how old you are. You know, you
yeah, because
you don't want to say like, I feel old.
Because, you know, we're still in our late 20s.
I've caught myself maybe not getting older, I'm definitely getting older, but also getting dumber. Just a quick aside. The other day I was listening.
As an aside from your side, I've caught you getting dumber a lot. That's not a surprise to me.
You're sweet to say.
Go ahead.
Moron.
Smashing.
I was listening to music the other day on my iPod Shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
And took my headphones out, and I was getting ready to put it away, but then I was like, hey, did I turn this off? So rather than put the earbuds back in to see if it was playing music, I held the shuffle up to my ear. Like, that does anything. I was like, I don't hear music coming from the leprechaun that lives in there, so I guess I did all right by my book. So I catch myself doing little things that make me dumber. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's perfectly fine.
I'm like Benjamin Button. Getting dumb.
All right, enough. Speaking of Benjamin Button, which I won't.
Yeah.
I was just in San Antonio, and over the holidays, it's kind of a Blake family tradition. We go see a movie on Christmas.
Right.
Which I don't know how that became a tradition, because it's not something we used to do.
Well, it's the only thing open on Christmas.
But I'll say this. We have seen a lot of bad movies over Christmas as a family. Like, I got dragged to Anna and the King, which Chow Yun-Fat was in, but I didn't see him kick one single ass.
No.
I think he was just the only bankable Asian male lead that American audiences were familiar with.
Yeah.
Because they're like, it's either Chow Yun-Fat or we got to go with B.D. Wong or we scrap it.
Call Mickey Rooney. See if he still has his costume from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
That's right. I saw National Treasure 2, which was bad. Oh, that movie's bad.
That is bad.
But this, I knew what movie I was going to be dragged to. I saw the Postman. I also saw that on Christmas Day.
Jesus, dude.
But that was my call, because I really enjoyed that David Brin novel. But the movie...
From The Office?
No. That's David Brint, right?
Yeah, the guy who wrote The Postman.
Yeah, that's
okay,
David,
we're not
David
Brint. Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah, because the novel The Postman, it had cyborgs in it.
Really?
Yeah.
That That's awesome.
And the movie starring starring and directed at least by Kevin Costner, also co-starring Larenz Tate and Mr. Krueger from Seinfeld. No cyborgs. How rare is it that your source material has cyborgs and the Hollywood executives go, cyborgs, no.
We get those out.
Yeah. God, I wanted some cyborgs.
You know what we need? We need to be the cyborgs. The cyborgs need to be within ourselves. It's a metaphor. Greenlight this picture.
I mean, I could see like a Hollywood exec reading a script and be like, in fact, I know this has happened. This movie needs a robot spider in it. You know, but like, cyborgs, no.
No thanks.
Audiences hate robot humans. They hate them.
We don't have the kind of budget to teach people to walk stiffly.
But this, as I said, I knew what movie I was going to have to go see this Christmas because my brother Calvin read this book called Marley and Me.
Wow.
And he wouldn't stop talking about it. And so I knew that my brother Calvin was going to drag us all to go see Marley and Me. And so I was at peace with it by the time I got there.
Well, from what I hear, he needs some cheering up, so...
Yeah, you know what? It's funny you mention that. He didn't even go to the movie.
He didn't?
No, because, as I said previously on the show, he is obsessed with the television show 24.
Right.
And he's also obsessed with the idea that Jack Bauer, as played by Kiefer Sutherland, that he's going to die on this season of 24. And so we're all set to go, right? And he's flipping around the TV, and he's like, you know, oh, Mac, let's go Marley and Me. This is going to be great. You know, I wish I could live with Marley, you know, all this stuff, getting excited about it. And then an ad comes on for this season 24, and he just gets real quiet. And then he's like, you know what? I don't want to go anymore.
That guy. You know what? I never thought I'd say this. 24 needs to hurry up and get here. I feel bad for Calvin.
Calvin's just going to cash it in. So, David, what do you think that I would think about Marley and Me?
I think
if you could make sense of that sentence.
You know what? Honestly, I'm a little conflicted as to what you would think about it because...
Why bring it up if I'm just going to hate it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because I know you love dogs. I know you own a copy of Puppy Bowl, not to let people in. But
Well, the Puppy Bowl is so that something can be on the TV while drinking.
Which is just the saddest thing.
No, it's not. Because, look, if I want to drink and play cards, I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I don't want people, like, you know, watching ESPN. They got to pay attention to cards.
Yeah, that's true.
But if we don't have anything on the TV, they'll want to put something on there because, you know, humans are basically...
It feels like we're in, like, the basement of, like, where a cockfight happens because it's just so quiet and methodical.
Yeah.
So you need something in the background.
Yeah, because, you know, we have the attention span of apes with less hair.
Anyway, I guess what I'm saying is you love dogs. Maybe you love Marley and Me.
I love dogs.
Why would you talk about it if you hated it?
Marley and Me, impressed.
Really?
Yeah. It's like the Casino Royale of dog movies. It's like Batman Begins.
The reboot of dog movies?
Yeah, I'll say this because it was like, because I expect dog movies to be like cartoons. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
yeah.
Didn't Beethoven, that thing with Charles Grodin, didn't that involve like some sort of like, didn't Beethoven foil something at the end of it?
I think, yeah, like a jewel heist, or I want to say. Like, I'm not saying this for effect, or I'm not saying this to be funny, but like he really did like foil a nefarious plot.
Yeah, it's like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, or, you know, the dog's like, ooh, like makes a stupid look like the dog's thinking something, you know. They're basically cartoons.
Right.
Marley and Me was like really naturalistic. Like.
How so?
One of the major themes was coming to grips with your own humanity and also coming to grips with the fact that as you grow older, you know, the things you wanted to be, you aren't necessarily going to be. Oh. And it's sort of like, you know.
A dog taught you this.
It doesn't have anything to do with the dog.
Okay.
He's just in the movie. It's like, I have to say, because it starred Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston.
Uh-huh.
It was their most grounded performances. Because Jennifer Aniston, most of her roles are like, boo-hoo, look, I'm crazy or I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
You know? And Owen Wilson, most of the time, is like, you know, like, Wedding Crashers, all right.
I love it when you do your own. But
you're Derek Zoolander. But and this... He was really great. Yeah, basically he's like, you know, she's like, you know, I could tell you're unhappy with life. And he's like, I didn't expect to get old. You know, like, there you go.
And you know,
like,
you've sold me.
That's
you've
the kind
sold
of thing.
Me on the movie.
And, you know, okay. And besides the fact, and they get into arguments.
Uh-huh.
Real, like, couples arguments, like, I need help with the kids.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. And I was like, what?
Yeah. You saw The Breakup, right? You saw the Vince Vaughn.
I saw 5 minutes of The Breakup, and I was like, I can take no more of this.
Because I thought
the disc,
be,
put it back in the CD case, put in Crank starring Jason Statham, loved it.
Because, I thought I was going to go and see like a rollicking Vince Vaughn comedy, and that thing got all too real.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like, this is the splashing cold water on my face. I need to wake up. I need to realize a lot of things about myself.
And Marley and Me, besides, it still had moments of cute dogness. Mm-hmm. But they were stuff that dogs normally did. The dog wasn't like, you know, looking at the camera and winking or something. And right. He wasn't dancing around while they played like, bow, 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 bow. Ooh, yeah, yeah, looking canine. But yeah, no, it was, I was shocked. And here's the weird thing. Like, Alan Arkin is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, Alan Arkin, the guy that played Lester Freeman on The Wire. I think McSteamy from, but none of them, except for one guy. Like, Alan Arkin never has to see the dog.
Yeah.
He's just the guy's editor at the newspaper place.
Okay.
Newspaper place? Just the newspaper. Oh, by the way.
The newspaper place, where the newspapers is.
As an aside, it's weird seeing movies with your family, especially because there's things that you want to laugh at that you don't want to laugh at in front of your parents. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're talking
about. But when Alan Arkin's like, hey, did you pull the goalie? When he's talking about Owen Wilson's attempt to knock up Jennifer Aniston. First of all, I love that phrase. And when Alan Arkin said it, I didn't see that coming. That got me. I was busting up and my parents like, I don't even know what that, you know, what's going on.
You sold me on this movie.
Yeah, and but here's the thing. Here's this one thing. The one cliche this dog movie could not dodge. Mm-hmm. And what do you think that is?
From what I've seen from the previews, the dog likes to wreck stuff.
The dog wrecks stuff, but it's not done in like a like some sort of montage.
Okay, yeah, he's just wrecking shop the entire movie.
Yeah, well, that happens, but I'm talking about that dog's going to die.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler alert, halfway through, you realize this dog ain't making it.
Wow, thanks, dude.
Well, it's a classic part of every dog movie. Old Yeller, mm-hmm, had to kill him.
Yeah.
Hooch died in Turner and Hooch.
I forgot that, thank you.
And
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
All dogs
went to heaven.
Yeah, in Beethoven, Charles Grodin had to kill Beethoven with a hunting knife, I believe. Yep, had to.
Well, because it was a cold winter.
That's right. There's that scene where he cuts him open and he goes, I thought Beethoven smelled bad on the outside.
That's a terrible Charles Grodin.
Yeah, but that's the kind of thing that's not a Marley and Me. But you realize
Beethoven smelled bad on the outside. That's my Charles Grodin.
And how is Marley going to die? Is he going to die in like a super like overly dramatic way?
Saving somebody from a fire.
No, he's not. Just dogs get old and they die.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. Marley is grounded. And sure enough, during the scene, you know, this shouldn't be a shock to anyone that, I don't know.
Can I tell you? It's kind of a shock to me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to drop a spoiler on you right there.
Wow.
But the theater, a lot of sniffling going on.
Yeah.
And during Marley's funeral.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what are you doing?
They bury Marley in the front yard. And at this point, Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston have kids.
Okay.
And the kids are they're saying their final things about how much they love Marley. And if you've loved and lost a dog, it's kind of a touching scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get to the eldest son and they go, hey, Connor, I think it's his name.
Hey, Connor.
Like, hey, Connor. Say Owen Wilson.
That was my terrible, terrible Owen Wilson. It was two words and I already just like quit after the first one.
Hey, Connor. He's like, you got anything to say to Marley? You know, before they shovel the dirt on him or whatever. Right. And this little 8-year-old kid goes, shakes his head, like, you know, shakes him off and he goes, he knows. Marley knows. And I was like, ugh, you lost me.
That's pretty dumb.
In any sort of other situation, like where an adult would be like, you got anything to say? It's like, no. He knows. But like if it's an 8-year-old kid saying it,
yeah,
no. And I was like, ah, you lost me. You had me, Marley. And you lost me. But I got to say, Marley and Me, I was shocked.
That blows my mind.
I was surprised. As I was saying, there's people arguing, mm-hmm, and I was surprised at how much I was enjoying the fact that I'm hearing this dog movie and people having real arguments.
Well, kudos to you. To me, it sounds like it would have been like the worst Christmas surprise ever. Like, think you're going to see a fun...
You know what? I guess it was for holiday, most people.
Yeah, a holiday romp, a frolic. And it's like, wow, I learned a lot today about my own mortality.
You know, I could feel my parents being like, what is this?
Shall we go home and eat the saddest ham ever?
Yeah, like, ham is... It's not that salty, but in my mouth, it tastes like just I'm eating Mortons. Nothing but Mortons. But yeah, no, it was because the ads are like, you know, like, this Christmas, heal the love.
Yeah, and then, exactly.
Like, Marley's wrecking shop, and you're like, Marley, no.
Yeah.
You know, like the Fred Flintstone, like, feet noise as Marley, like, runs away.
Slipping on the mopped floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize he'd be like, oh, yeah, his stomach's in a knot. So we got to put him down.
Yeah, it's like 101 Dalmatians with Glenn Close, but no. Marley, it's Casino Royale.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it. I'm hoping, I'm looking for the sequel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, how's there going to be a sequel?
Well, Marley, spoiler, did not have any puppies.
Yeah.
But maybe the guy writes another book called like Marley or Me, where they have to fight terrorists or something. I don't know.
How about Marley and Us?
I didn't really think about that. Well, there kind of was Marley and Us.
Oh, Marley's the dog. Yeah, well, that's stupid anyway.
2K9, let's take a break.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll be back with some more Mascot Wedding Show right after some CD3. Belle and Sebastian. Back with more Mascot Wedding Show. The time is 6:37 p.m. for those of you who could not figure that out. And holy cow, we've got a call. Let me try this real quick. Okay, how about that? KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering if you made any New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, actually, we're talking about some, and yeah, I've made some. Who is this?
It was your New Year's resolution to do yet another horrible show today.
I'm sorry? Yeah.
Your show, it stinks.
Yeah, okay. I don't I recognize this voice. I know who this is.
You should recognize this voice. It's only one of the two most famous voices in all of Sunken Valley, Texas.
Oh god. Yeah, you're that morning zoo sidekick. You're the cougar.
Sidekick? The cougar is no one's sidekick. You ass pants.
Ass pants? Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
The cougar is a co-host.
Right. Okay. My sincerest apologies to you, Cougar. I didn't mean to offend someone who does such a quality show as you.
Well, as long as you acknowledge how good our show is.
Well,
I'll think about maybe forgiving you.
Well, I was being sarcastic. Your show is quite terrible.
What?
Yeah. What's it called again? It's like the Mustache Machine or something.
It's called the Morning Mustache Rodeo. You better memorize it before I make you get it tattooed on you.
You're going to make me get a tattoo of the Morning Mustache Rodeo. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I got a tattoo needle for Christmas.
Wow, that's some Christmas you got there.
Your Christmas, you probably got a how-to radio book.
No, I got the love of my family. Okay, that's fine. You know what?
What else I got for Christmas is pretty good. The Love Guru.
The movie, The Love Guru, you got that for Christmas?
Collector's edition, out of sight.
Ugh, that's, you know what? It doesn't surprise me that you love that movie, because that movie was terrible. Okay, I should explain. For the listeners who missed last week's show, this idiot shock jock, who is now calling in right now, is the Cougar, does a show on Thunder 102, the radio station in Sunken Valley, and right. It is the worst show on the worst station. It's terrible.
Hey, that's the Mighty Thunder you're talking bad about.
Well, it's true. It's not mighty. It's lousy. It's the lousy thunder.
You better watch it. Okay. You know what they say? You mess with the thunder, you get the pony sauce.
Pony sauce. That's right. Because, yeah, wait. Okay, that's a horrible catchphrase that you're trying to convince me. Everybody says it. Everybody loves that stupid pony sauce.
Everybody does love it. That catchphrase is going to sweep the nation. You just wait.
We made a stupid bet about your catchphrase.
Yeah, a stupid bet that I won, by the way.
You won the bet.
Yeah, I won the bet. I'm calling to collect.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, you and I bet over the catchphrase, remember? Don't tell me you're trying to welch on it.
No, I remember. The bet, for those, again, for who missed it last week.
Yeah, do a recap, dummy.
Yes, I will do a recap. Thank you, Cougar.
I say.
All right, I will do what I want because it's my show. Last week, the Cougar and I made a bet that he said pony sauce is a phrase that is so popular, in fact, that the mayor of Sunken Valley would say it at the New Year's Eve party in Sunken Valley.
Yeah, which he did.
He did. No, there's no...
The mayor has said himself.
There is no way on earth that the mayor said that.
He totally said it.
Okay, well, show me. Give me some proof. I need... This needs to be validated. There's no way.
Yeah, I sent you some proof.
You sent me some... What proof did you send me?
You didn't get that email from the Cougar?
Hang on. You sent me an email with... What's in this email? Let me... Hang on. I'm pulling it up right now. I'm pulling it up right now. Okay, yeah, you did send me an email, and there's a WAV file attached to it.
Yeah, play that WAV.
Can I? Is it clean? Is it clean for the radio?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm gonna play it right.
I don't really know.
Thank you for that. Okay, I'm gonna play it anyway. I trust the mayor. I used to. Here you go.
Yeah. All right. Hey, everybody. That was Shrink Wrap. Those guys are my favorite band. They played at my fraternity party, and when I was getting elected, there they were. They were staying on my couch, and they were throwing up in my bathroom. Those guys were in my house. Yeah. Shrink Wrap. Oh, man, those guys play smooth jazz. Oh, anyway, hey, everybody, I just wanted to say Happy New Year. Yeah, I know. And I'm really glad you could all make it out to the party tonight. And, you know, before we get going, I just want to say that you guys were really cool to me. You elected me, and it's been really great being the mayor. And, dude, I'm just gonna pony sauce all over all your sweet little faces.
Don't
you dare. 10, 9, 8.
Wait, okay.
7.
So that was the mayor of Sunken Valley. That was
Mayor Woods.
Is that fake? Okay, just tell me right now. Is that fake?
That is not fake. That was recorded live. Thunder 102 sponsored the New Year's Eve party.
So the mayor said pony sauce.
Yeah, you hear Shrink Wrap played. They're the greatest rock rap cover band in all of SVC.
Oh, Shrink Wrap, they're the worst. What do they cover? It's rock rap, like you said.
Yeah, in honor of the new year, they did an entire show of one of the legends, the heroes of rap rock.
Which is who?
Joe C. Maybe you've heard of him.
Joe C. The
the midget.
The kid, the little person, the sidekick.
Yeah, midgets are little people.
For Kid Rock. They did an entire Joe C. tribute?
Yeah.
That's
you would have gone. I wish I could have seen you. I wish you would have gone.
Well,
I
could've
seen your face when the mayor said the pony sauce.
I can't believe you said pony sauce.
Yeah, he did. I won the bet.
Look, I don't know what you did, but I
didn't do anything. It's a popular catchphrase.
No, it's not. We are not giving the show over to you. No,
I believe the bet was.
No, you listen to me. You listen to me, Cougar. We're not giving the show to you.
Yeah, you did, fair and square. Don't make me get the Thunder 102 legal team.
Oh, that legal team is formidable.
They are coming for you.
Okay, well, okay. Wait. Let's go over this one more time.
Oh, I'll go over it for you. You bet that Dr. Bruno and I get to do your show for an entire month.
For an entire month.
That's correct.
So we're
coming down next week.
Starting next week.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Max is going to kill me.
The mascot, what's the name of your show again? Mascot Wedding, right?
Mascot Wedding Show. Yeah. That's
I cannot believe that. That is the first thing we are going to fix.
No, you're not fixing anything. You're
going to call it the Mascot Mustache Rodeo Special Edition.
No, we're not. You're not doing the show. Please.
Yes, we are.
I'm begging you. There has to be another thing we could do. You were not getting the show.
Tell you what.
Okay.
You beg extra nice, I'll bring Double D the traffic slug.
No! That was part of the bet. The bet was if the mayor didn't say it, you were going to stop calling her that. You just... Look.
Yeah, but the mayor said it.
As a favor to me, you're going to stop calling her that.
Off some sweater midgets.
Sweater midgets. You are the most offensive. We cannot have somebody so offensive, so horrible on co-op. We can't do it. There's no way.
As President Andrew Jackson once said, tough beans, my friend.
I don't even know what to say. I'm horrified right now. I'm just in...
You know what the listeners are going to say? Thank you very much. Finally, I get some quality radio. Ugh.
Okay, I guess... I guess you win. You win. You win the bet. So starting next week, you'll be the mascot mustache... Rodeo, I guess.
Oh, that is the sweetest thing I've ever heard coming from your station.
Is there anything I can do?
So when are you going to pick me up?
I have to pick you up?
Mm-hmm.
Get here yourself.
Nuh-uh.
That is just, you're putting me to shame, okay? Look, you're putting me down.
I have Dr. Bruno in my limo.
What?
Yeah, we write a limbo to our shows. Jealous college radio DJ?
Kinda, yeah. Like, why do you? How do you get a limo?
It's in our contract.
I'm gonna be sick. Mac is gonna kill me. This is the darkest day.
Get ready, co-op listening audience, for the Dr. Bruno and the Cougar Morning Mascot Mustache Rodeo.
All right, I guess we'll see you next week.
Yeah, you will, sucker.
Okay, well, goodbye.
Well, goodbye what?
Goodbye, Cougar.
Aye, sir.
Goodbye, sir.
Yeah, that is right. Adios.
Adios. Oh. What the? All right, folks, you got to believe me. I didn't. There's no way. There's no way he said pony sauce. There's no. I gotta compose myself. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna take a quick break. We're gonna do some announcements. I guess this is the mascot wedding show for another 10 minutes. We'll be right back. And we're back with more mascot wedding show.
David, what have you done?
Look,
What have you done, David?
I'm sorry. You know I have a gambling problem, but it just seemed like a short thing. The mayor, Mayor Woods.
I can't believe Mayor Woods said that.
There's something going on. There's some shenanigans. I'm calling it right now. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this, Mac Blake. You have my word.
We're not gonna be here next week.
No. We'll be back, okay? There's
I don't even know if that's allowed. I don't even know if non-co-op DJs can host a show.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many things wrong with this.
We might lose our show.
Mac, I will figure it out. I promise, my resolution. I will not let you down. Mac Blake, I will not let you down.
I don't know what to say.
Well, you don't have to say anything. I'm sorry. That's what I'm saying right now. Well, let's just do the show. We got 10 minutes left before Lisa and Linda come on with the clear spot, spinning the platters that matter on Saturday night. Just get through the show. We'll figure it out. Hey.
I don't know.
Mac, look at me.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
It's not my fault. It's your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's your fault, David.
Mac, it's not your fault.
David, it's your fault.
Is this not going to work?
It's your fault, David.
Okay, I thought we were going to do something else with that.
No.
I guess it is my fault. I'm sorry. I was just trying to Will Hunting you. Oh, nuts.
Tell you what. We will finish out the show.
Okay.
And then you and I will have a conversation after the show.
Yes, we will.
And then next week, if I come in those doors and I see Dr. Bruno and the Cougar here, you and I are going to have another conversation.
Well, we're going to see them because I don't know if you heard the call, but we have to pick them up.
There's no way I'm picking them up.
Heck, we have to pick them up.
If we're going to pick them up, you should run me over with the car before you pick them up because I want to die. I want to die.
Do you think I'm okay with this?
Look, we're going to finish the show, okay?
Okay, let's just finish the show.
All right.
So, Mac.
You had something you want to talk about?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the...
Like a bowl game, maybe?
Yes. I wanted to talk
about... Why don't you talk about that?
All right. Let's class it up a little bit. Let's power through. 9 more minutes. I wanted to talk about the bowl games, because it's bowl season right now. Football bowls. And as you know, the Battle Cattle are playing in the Fiesta Bowl on Monday.
Yeah, Monday, Battle Cattle. Yeah. Fiesta Bowl.
Against...
In Glendale.
Yeah, against Iowa State, which should be fun.
If you drive... Ohio State.
What?
Yeah, I think you said Iowa State, didn't you?
No, why would we play them? They're not even in our conference.
Okay, but you said, anyway. Right now, if you drive around town, there's actually billboards begging UT fans to travel to Glendale, Arizona. It says, like, congratulations, Longhorns, you're in the Fiesta Bowl. See you in Glendale. Please go to the game.
I know times are tough, but plane tickets only a couple $100.
I was watching the Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
There was definitely some seats left in that stadium.
Oh, man. Everything's been so sad. Like, nobody's going to these bowl games. But, I feel bad for the bowl games, but then I saw one, and I immediately stopped feeling bad, and I kind of got upset. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
No.
It is in St. Petersburg, Florida. It is not an important bowl at all.
By saying it's not an important bowl, it's one of the ones that, instead of being like the Peach Bowl or the Liberty Bowl, it's got like a corporate sponsor name.
Yes.
Like the Blockbuster Bowl.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Except this one was the Magic Jack Bowl.
Hmm.
The Magic, like,
that's not even a company. That's a product.
That is a product. Yes, and not even like a very. Okay, so the Magic Jack, for those of you who don't know, is this. It's like this USB thing. It goes in your computer. It's a phone jack, and then you plug your phone into the Magic Jack, and you can make phone calls.
You know what?
Through your computer.
It's like, at least with something like the Capital One Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That had a. it's like, what is it? It's third year in terms of longevity or something like
right.
that. Fourth year. Or the Papa John's Bowl.
Yeah.
That's at least stuck around a little bit.
Because, well,
the Magic Jack Bowl? You're telling me the Magic Jack Bowl is going to be here 10 years
from
now.
You are telling me there is some sort of timeless quality to this gadget.
Yeah, it's not even a company. That's a product.
Yeah.
That's like McDonald's having the Fries Bowl.
Yeah. Or like, but at least fries. At least people still love fries.
That, fries will be here 10 years from now.
It's like having the Topsy Tail Bowl or something.
Imagine if Nintendo had the Game Boy Advance Bowl.
What was that stupid? The Virtual Boy Bowl?
Yeah.
Like, I feel sorry for the school that won, and I, for the life of me, it escapes me who played in that game.
Yes, I don't remember either.
But
probably look, somebody really good.
Oh, yeah. It's probably like Central Michigan and East Carolina or something. But it saddens me to think that they're going to print out their media guide, and they're going to scan the rich history of, let's just say, Central Michigan. And in that in their history, in the annals, it's going to say, victory, Magic Jack Bowl. Like, that's stuck with them forever.
Yeah. What does that trophy look like? Is it just a golden Magic Jack?
Yeah, exactly.
A USB port?
Is it a phone? Oh, we got the silver phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I know the bowls are for the students. Like, it's a treat. They get to travel. They get to see another city. It's an exhibition.
They get some swag.
They get some sweet swag. Yeah, what are they getting? Magic Jacks?
Yeah, you know they're getting Magic Jacks.
Yeah, of course they are. I'm like, awesome. It's like, it's this big giant bag, and they think, oh.
I'd rather play in the Flapjack Bowl. I'd rather play in the Jumbo Jack Bowl.
Yeah.
The Jumbo Jack will be here 5 years from now.
Exactly. I'd rather play in the McRib Farewell Tour Bowl.
Because we know that technology, that's pretty constant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially gadgets. Those will never go out of style. It's like my, the iRiver. It's like an iRiver Bowl.
What is iRiver?
Why isn't there a Zune Bowl?
Zune Bowl.
It could have malfunctioned and gone back to 2K8.
Boop.
Boop.
No, oh, those idiots.
Topical.
Yeah.
More like cropical because they're smoking. Oh, my God.
Maybe we need the time off. Maybe maybe it'll be good to have...
There's no way this can be good.
Dr. Bruno.
But you know what?
Cougar.
Look. It probably won't happen.
It can't happen, Mac. Trust me.
Yeah, you know what? Look, I'm sorry I freaked out.
Okay, no, I understand. Look, I messed up. I messed up big time.
But okay, we'll just, you know what we'll do? We'll apologize or something, yeah. And the next week...
we'll be back at it.
Yeah.
We will be here for another edition of the Mascot Wedding Show.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be good. Hey, is that co-op president, is that board president Andrew Dickens outside?
That is him.
Why is he shaking his fist at us?
Why
is he's pointing at you?
Did he just do the... throat motion?
Yeah, he did. He did it with his thumb.
He just slit my throat.
I slit the throat. He's pointing at me.
Strangle
me? Why would you want to strangle me?
He's doing like the fake noose and everything.
He's loading a fake gun.
Oh my God. He's cocking the fake gun.
He's pointing it at us.
Oh, okay, thank God. He had the safety on. He's undoing the safety on this fake gun.
We didn't know.
He is going to shoot us.
Stay tuned for the clear spot.
Lisa and Linda coming up next.
For podcasts.
For show information. And information about side projects and other various night jobs. You may visit mascotwedding.com.
If you want to be our MySpace friend.
MySpace.com/mascotwedding. If you want to send us an email. mascotwedding@gmail.com. We got to get out of here, folks. We're going to leave you with some Sloan.
Canada's finest.
We'll play the rest of my life because I hope we still have some after Andrew gets done with this. Goodbye, Mac.
I love you, David.
I love you, Mac.